Biological warfare specialists say that up till now, there has been one thing about the anthrax letters that has reassured them. The anthrax spores are reported to have been delivered in a crude, granular form. But yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said the anthrax powder his office received appeared to be finely ground, professional grade. Investigators haven't confirmed that, but as Daniels Wordling reports for NPR News and American Radio Works, they're wondering, does this suggest that the attacker or attackers are plugged into an international terrorist network?
Investigators are asking a series of questions. First of all, could lone criminals get their hands on powerful strains of anthrax without getting foreign help? Biowarfare specialists say the answer might be yes. Until a few years ago, David Franz ran the U.S. Army's biological defense program at Fort Detrick in Maryland. He estimates that hundreds of lab workers have access to virulent forms of anthrax right here in the United States, in university and government labs and in private companies. But France says even if a criminal or terrorist did get a sample of anthrax, that does not mean they can make it into a deadly weapon.
It's a pretty tricky process, and the recipes have to be followed in a fairly exacting way. I mean, you've got to control the nutrients that you provide the organisms to allow them to grow. You've got to control the sort of acid-base situation within the fermenters. You've got to control the gases like oxygen and carbon dioxide. And you've got to control temperature. It's not just pouring in all the ingredients of the recipe for the omelet and turning on the blender and having a result on the other end. It's a lot more difficult and harder to do than that.
And Franz and other researchers say that's not the most difficult step. Military researchers in the U.S. and Russia and in Iraq all discovered that to make anthrax into a deadly weapon, you have to turn it into a fine, dry powder that floats through the air and gets easily into people's lungs. That takes special additives and special equipment, although researchers say you could probably buy them if you knew where to look in American industry. Alan Zelikoff is a senior scientist at Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico. He says it'd be hard for an individual criminal to learn these tricks of the trade. That's what bioweapon specialists call them.
It's almost an alchemy. It's an art. Certainly very distinct from the kind of work that a garden variety microbiologist would use.
So what's the conclusion? If the anthrax bacteria mailed to Daschle's office really was a weapons-grade powder, who could have made and sent it? Several researchers told me that they do think it's possible that a lone criminal could pull it off. They say envelopes filled with spores don't look like the work of a sophisticated conspiracy. But David Franz says if it does turn out that somebody is sending high-grade anthrax, he's going to worry that the attackers are getting help from a rogue scientist in another country or maybe from a foreign government itself.
I have always felt that it would require state sponsorship, that another country, some proliferant nation in this world, would have to help the terrorists.
If, in fact, some of the anthrax being found in these letter attacks, such as on Capitol Hill, is so-called high-grade anthrax, what is your conclusion then?
Well, anything's possible, but I think it would be difficult for a biologist with a college degree or even a PhD to do this, especially on a large scale.
Earlier today, legislators told reporters that investigators had found anthrax spores in the Capitol's ventilation system. Investigators haven't confirmed that, and the legislators have backed off. But several researchers say that if terrorists ever did manage to put large amounts of weapons-grade anthrax into a ventilation system, it could cause a disaster. They say building managers could prevent that fairly easily if they installed security walls and special filters, which can screen out more than 99% of anthrax or other biological threats. I'm Daniel Zwerdling for NPR News and American Radio Works.